First of all, good evening, and thank you, Professor. Thank you for the invitation, and thank you for your patience. I know that you are tired, maybe very tired. I am too, for different reasons. I traveled over the night, and I left there in Lebanon, and also a very similar activity, a Mediterranean conference on intercultural education. There is the same activity. Just to say that it is a very interesting and important issue that we are all working on and studying these days. I will try to be brief. I have 20 minutes. Okay, great. So, as introduction, because the paper should represent at the same time the experience of Anna Lindh Foundation and Adyan Foundation. And the title is Educational Spaces and Learning Practices of Intercultural Dialogue in the Mediterranean. So if you look at Anna Lindh Foundation, I don't know if you are familiar with this important Euro-Mediterranean Foundation in the framework of the process of Barcelona and then the Union for the Mediterranean and so on, you will see that one of the major fields of action of Anna Lindh Foundation is education and intercultural education specifically. And at the same time, for Adyan Foundation, two of the four departments of the foundation are directly related to intercultural education or cross-cultural education in schools or in universities or for professionals. When I started the preparation of this paper, of this presentation, I was a little bit in certain hesitation regarding the question or the issue behind, because is it about to educate people on intercultural dialogue, or it's about to make from the education an intercultural issue and intercultural process or cross-cultural process? And from my point of view, I will be more in the second figure than the first one. Because if we educate people on intercultural dialogue, that's good. I mean, and it's interesting, and we are maybe providing them a kind of empowering them, providing them kind of skills, competence in this field. But I think nowadays, in our current days, intercultural education, it's part of life. I mean, it's broader than an activity that we can do and we can choose to do or not to do. So I don't know also if you are aware about this interesting report that was done and published by Anna Lindh Foundation called the Euro-Mediterranean Intercultural Trends Report, published in 2010 by Anna Lindh Foundation in collaboration with the Pew Institute. At the end of this report, it is available on the net, on the website of Anna Lindh Foundation, which is euromedalex.org, the website of Anna Lindh. So you can see this report, and at the end of this report, you can find a selection of 11 areas of action as priorities for Anna Lindh Foundation and proposed for all the Euro-Mediterranean institution organizations as areas of action. And the third area of action or priority is investing in education for intercultural learning. This is the result of this important big report that was done. Yet, Anna Lindh, or the authors of this text, explains this priority, this area of action, saying education represents a priority instrument for intercultural learning. The Anna Lindh Foundation will, as a consequence, support the design of innovative intercultural approaches within the school curriculum and through non-formal education programs, with the purpose of developing and stimulating critical thinking, empathy, and curiosity. I think it's very interesting that at Adyan Foundation, we are partners with Anna Lindh Foundation in one major program, and there is a strong relation between our two foundations, but at Adyan Foundation, we are a little bit critical regarding this conclusion here, because we think that the intercultural education, it's not only important in schools, it is important in schools, But between schools and non-formal education, we have universities. And we have the professional fields. I mean, education for professional, lifelong education or continuous education. And we tend to think and to believe that the intercultural education is even much more important nowadays in universities and in the professional fields as continuous education for professionals, and not only in schools and as non-formal education. The problem here is with non-formal education, you are always preaching for converts. I mean, for people that they are really convinced and they already have a kind of at least interest or motivation for such such area, such field. But and you will your target, the population, will be always very, very, very limited. We heard in the previous session the presentation about the Council of Europe, and we also collaborate in a certain manner with them. And but if you compare the number of young people, the beneficiaries of this program of Council of Europe or European Union as in training and so on, with the number of students, I mean, in Europe or in the Arab world, in the Mediterranean region, it's really insignificant. It's really a nice activity, but I think without real efficient results on. And I think that we are in a kind of urgent situation. I mean, this question of cross-cultural education and better mutual understanding between different countries, and mainly between Arab and European countries, it's not a luxury activity. I mean, it's a main issue for all the region. So, for Annalind, from the same report, in fact, the interpretation of this area about intercultural education, they emphasize on two points, and they are interesting. The first one, the report shows that people are curious about the other. Both Arabs and Europeans want to know more about the other culture or cultures, but at the same time, as you can see here, there are strong stereotypes or negative image, I mean, towards others also. And we were talking about human rights and the center that is receiving us is directly related to the human rights issue. I think also that people have the right to be as much as possible understood in a proper way, in an appropriate way. I mean, it is also a fundamental right, because some of our social, intercultural, international problems are also related to this attitude vis-à-vis to others. And if the European Commission considered Islamophobia as a cultural problem, because of this idea behind, in fact, because of the impact that can have a bad image of a population on the civil peace in the society. From the same report of Annalind, you can see here that both European and Southern and Eastern Mediterranean Arabs, let's say, plus Israelis, are interested about the culture of the other countries, of the other cultures, on the level of cultural life and styles, economic conditions, but also religious beliefs and practices. I mean, and you can see that the interest is almost the same from both sides. What is a little bit surprising is when you go to the method of interaction, I mean, how people are seeking to know better about other cultures. And you have here five or six categories, and you see that for the Europeans, business is the first means to be in contact with others, okay, and which is very interesting. But for the Arabs, the first or the most important means that the Arabs use to be in contact and interaction with others is the chatting on internet, and it is only 4% for European. I mean, only 4%. Europeans that answered this survey said that they tend to enter in interaction and communication to know more about the Arab world, Arab cultures through internet. So based on this fact, Adyen Foundation decided to launch a new program. In fact, to launch a new program based on our critics to this reality and to the results of this report. The program is called Understanding Program. It's an academic program. In two words, the program is to create shared e-courses between Arab and European universities. You know, I see nowadays the information technology enable us to have a very good, very interesting distant learning. But what is more interesting that we can do from this distant learning a cross-cultural learning, having teachers and learners and students from European and Arab countries. And this is a pilot project. The first course of the project finished this first semester of this year, universities from Egypt, the Ahram University of Egypt, from Lebanon, from Notre Dame University in Lebanon, Tischner European University in Krakow in Poland, and the Gregorian University in Italy were participating to this program. And the idea is that the content of the course were prepared by teachers from all these universities together, and the learning process was also followed by students from all these universities. In 2 weeks, we will come back to Italy with all of these students and teachers, and we will not so far from here in Trento and then in Rome to have a gathering to celebrate, in fact, this success story. And we hope that we will be able to extend this experience to other universities and for other students. The difference here, it's not a non-formal education. It's a very formal education, but a very cross-cultural and intercultural education. The objective of this project is to increase mutual understanding of cultural dimension, because the content of this first course was on religious diversity in Europe and Middle East and integration, and dialogue and integration. So the idea behind is to increase this mutual understanding of cultural dimensions of religious issues between and within Arab and European societies. And I say between and within, because one of the principles of our methodology also is to help students to see the internal diversity within each culture and each religion also, which is influenced much more sometimes the reality than the difference between two big religions or two major cultures. So the specific objective is to foster this kind of cross-cultural teaching into youth education, academic education. The results, I will go directly to give you comments from students themselves, but I would say we have two main results here: to develop a cognitive mobility, and we are challenging a little bit the policymakers at the European Commission because they put lots of money for real physical mobility. I mean, for a student that want to have one semester in another country, but we can also promote cognitive mobility, I mean, to help students, to help our young people to be able to shift and to think in a different context and different way issues related to a different cultural context. And the second one is to empower the students, giving them the capacity of analysis in a cross-cultural situation and issues. One of the students, because we did the assessment, the evaluation of this course, is saying, this course was definitely an eye-opening experience for me. I learned that matters are not black and white, that change is possible, and that our world is extremely rich with diversity. I learned that diversity is not a disease, but rather a blessing that we must learn to cultivate through dialogue and understanding. I will finish with this slide, because the success story of the understanding program is pushing us, in fact, to develop more courses and to extend this program to other universities, and we are now working on this process. The course will become also divided into two courses. The first course, the first one is diversity and integration in Europe and the Middle East. I will give one example here. When we studied with our students the notion, the concept of minority, it was amazing to see how it is illuminating. I mean, to understand so many important issues. When we talk about Islamic presence or Muslim presence in European societies as minorities, and we talk about Christian presence in Middle East as minorities, and how the concept is totally different. in one context and others, and how this difference in the concept is shaping the way of integration of these communities within their societies. It was really amazing to see the results on working while we were working on this issue with the students. The other activity related to this program, we are in preparation for an international conference with the Alliance of Civilization, United Nations, Annalen Foundation, Konrad Adenauer Foundation, and others also, the League of Arab States and other organizations are collaborating or becoming partners with us in an international conference to talk about the cross-cultural education within the academic world. And as a formal education, it will be held in Lebanon in June 2 and 3, and if someone wants to attend, you are more than welcome. And we are also in the process of creating a center of religions and public affairs, and the main mission of the center is to provide a certificate, a teaching and a certificate for professionals regarding religious issues related to public affairs on the economic, political, social levels, and so on. And thank you.